Speaking of good, anytime I need a lift in the spirits, I get Derek Kinney on the line. He's the CEO of Good Money Framework, the author of Good Money Revolution. Derek, good to talk to you again, my friend.
John, it's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me on again tonight.
Yeah, I need an influx of good because I know you spent a lot of years, you know, and you continue to do so, advising people. People have built up, you know, their fortunes, their nest eggs, whatever it may be. They look at the last few days and they get really wary and they start to think, I don't want to say irrationally, I think they're rational thoughts, but like they start to overreact a little bit. What do you tell people when things kind of get a little dicey?
Well, I think now's the time to buy stock in red wine because a lot of people are drinking it right now, John.
Yeah, right. I'm more of a whiskey man myself, but I'm sure I can find some good stocks in that.
You know, it's interesting because right now, and let me just speak, John, as a voice of reason to your listeners, you really have to have a cool head about yourself. You know, I think about there's so many variables. There's inflation that is skyrocketing. There's worries about the economy slowing. People's 401ks are shrinking. There's just a lot of worry right now. And we know that two-thirds of the economy is based on how you and I, the average consumer, spend our money. If we feel confident and think we're going to keep our job and that our paycheck is secure, we typically spend more money. That grows the economy. But if that gets worrisome or in jeopardy, that could really be a tailspin for the economy. So I think the next couple weeks, people need to buckle their seatbelts, maybe double buckle, because it may get even choppier than it has been the past couple weeks.
Right. And I do feel like there are people out there, even when they're level-headed, and I kind of fall in this category, right? Like, I'm not all that close to retirement at all. I got a while to go. I think a lot of people, even if you're in your, let's say, late 50s, early 60s, you may be a little closer to retirement, but you got to build something that's going to keep you retired for hopefully 20, 30, 35 years. So this economy is going to do what it always does. It will come back eventually. And I guess the point that I was getting at is I think sometimes people try and time the bottom to start buying again. And anytime you're saying, I'm going to time this out, whether it time the top or time the bottom, you need to take like a long look at the mirror yourself and realize you're not a Nostradamus.
Well, that's a good point. And it's interesting. They call this recency bias. And this happens a lot with investors where you hit the jackpot and you got the stock at exactly the right price. You sold it at the high. Everybody else suffered, and you're the hero in your own story. And you think because you did that once, it's easily replicatable again, and it's not.
Right.
You know, here's a good example. I like to nibble on Bitcoin and Ethereum, some of the cryptocurrencies. And as a practical example of my own investing, this past week, I mean, cryptocurrencies are down like 50% for the year. So I began to add some money in, and it just kept losing.
Right.
And so what I did is I sold half of it, moved it to cash. I didn't sell all of it. And then it actually began to come back up again. So the bottom line, it's sort of that phrase, everything in moderation. There's so many people listening right now that may sort of have that pendulum in their mind, like, I've got to either be all the way in the market or I'm going to go all the way back out of it. Right now is the time just to adjust. You know, and if this type of volatility, John, is affecting your sleep and
right,
you're feeling worried, anxious, nervous, it may be time to maybe pull some, not the best advice per se, but maybe it takes some out of the market to make sure that there's not as much volatility, just to give you a better quality of life in the short term.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Look, I mean, it all comes down to, are you losing sleep over it or not? And, I think
yes,
the people that are losing sleep or really starting to worry, you know, I don't think no matter how much we tell them that it's going to go back up, they'll be convinced. Those people just, you know, they just are a little bit more skittish about it, which is totally reasonable and understandable. So do what you need to do to make yourself happy. But I agree with you that it's like chart that middle ground. And I think that that is probably the best advice. And, you know, we've been talking about it here. Buy an I bond, right? Like, if that's
yeah.
You know, right, I mean, if you get $10,000 for you, $10,000 for your spouse, if you got some companies maybe on the side, you got 10 grand each in those, like, that's some guaranteed money you're going to get that's in a safe place.
It is. And those types of bond investments, and, you know, if we pull it even back one layer, it's always good to follow the economy and follow the consumer. You know, people are always making money somewhere. It's not like the money just dries up and goes away and then it comes back and visits us in a couple years. I mean, it's always there.
Right.
It's just a matter of accessing what the trends are. And let's make it real practical, John, if we can. So let's say somebody listening right now has a 401k, or if they're working for a nonprofit, it's a 403b and so forth. And for many people, that's like their largest retirement asset that they're ever going to have. And so they might see it down right now. You know, the S&P is down roughly 17% year to date. If they're more aggressive, they could be down 20, 25%. So let me give you a couple practical tips to think about. One is, keep in mind, every paycheck, you're adding money from your paycheck into the market. So it's that dollar cost averaging approach. You're easing money in. One paycheck gets higher, one paycheck gets lower, but it just averages it out. If you've got, say, $100,000 in that 401k and you're feeling really nervous and anxious, you could always take out inside of the account, but take out of some of the growth funds, maybe you take out 20 or 30%, move that to like a bond fund or a money market account just to preserve it. You're not taking it
out of the 401k. You're moving it where what the allocations are within it.
Exactly. And what that does is it lets you be more strategic with your money. Just like you're putting money in, you can always take it out within the bubble of the 401k or retirement plan without any type of taxation or penalties. So work with your advisor. But bottom line is, if you're feeling really anxious and it's causing you, you know, a lot of people, I've told the story before, you know, a married couple I worked with for many, many years, he would go upstairs to his office every morning, John, and he would check on his investment account. And as he came down the stairs, his mood was dictated by whether the arrow was up or the arrow was down, if you can relate to that. You know?
Yeah.
And his wife finally said out of desperation, "Look, honey, if you go upstairs again, I am not going to be here when you get back."
Right.
And the bottom line is, so many people, money is so personal. And if it's really affecting you, now may be a time to take some money, put it on the sideline, and just assess where things are at.
Right, exactly. And as Orion Samuelson, our great ag business reporter for, 50, 60 years here at WGN, used to say, if you're nowhere close to retirement, check once a year. That's all you need to do, is check that 401k once a year. Just hopefully you didn't check that yesterday. That's all I'll say about that. All right, Derek Kinney, you helped lower the blood pressure. Thanks for coming on tonight, as always.
Hey, my pleasure, John. Great to be with you as always.
Yeah, it's a great book, Good Money Revolution. Read it cover to cover, sometimes twice. It's a good read and makes you think about money a little bit differently. He's the CEO of Good Money Framework.